Alabama, March 27th through the 29th, and Sacramento, California, April 10th through the 12th. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We're continuing in our series entitled Dominion. Today I want to talk to you what I've entitled Born to be a King. Why don't we just start by you just look at someone, look at two or three people, tell them, I'm born to rule. Come on, tell somebody else, I'm born to rule. You are of a royal stock. Yes, you are. If you don't know that for sure and understand that and embrace that, you are a victim of identity theft. Amen. All right. Born to be a king. I want to make some statements. You've heard me say this before, but I feel very strongly to reinforce them today. If the body of Christ is the most powerful entity on the earth, why aren't we more distinguished from the world than we are? Travesty is that much of the church is trying to be like the world. But if we are the most powerful entity on the planet, why aren't we more distinguished from the world than we are? Another question. If Jesus has promised abundance, why aren't more saints prosperous? Don't shout me down. If Jesus has promised us abundance, why aren't the saints more prosperous? If God's message is that of healing, then why are so many of the saints sick? Not necessarily here, but church in general, church universally. Why do people suffer with ailment and sickness if the message God gave to us is that of healing? If God's will is for us to be free, then why are so many still bound? Talk to me now. Bound by fears. Why? Church folk are afraid of stuff. The patriarchs of old were not afraid of things. Daniel was not afraid. The Hebrews were not afraid. A lot of saints refused deliverance knowing that they would have a more blessed resurrection. They refused to be delivered. They say that Peter, history has it that Peter, he was not equal to his Lord. They crucified him, but he didn't think himself equal to his Lord, so he had them crucify him upside down. Now imagine that. History has that. Paul was beheaded. But these, they love not their life even unto death. So why are those still bound by fears, insecurities, and even addictions? Are we reaching our desires, or are we getting what we really don't want? Think about it a moment. Are you really reaching your desires? Are you really receiving things that you've desired of the Lord, things that you are longing for, or are you getting what you don't want, what you've not asked for? The key to this whole dilemma is having to do with the keys of the kingdom. Let's go to the scripture here as we continue on, because we are born to be kings. But in Matthew 16, verse 19, Jesus said this, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." If you understand the time frame in which these first apostles lived, they did something extraordinary. Because God had given them keys, they were able to they were able to minister the gospel of the kingdom to all the known world. Come on, somebody say 12 of them. 12. Beginning at Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. The scripture testifies of it where the Sanhedrin said, these men have turned upside down the whole world. Come on, tell somebody, because they had keys. See, sometimes these statements that I make, healing, lack of healing and lack, poverty, these things are in operation in the elect life, in those who are heirs, because the keys that you've been given, you hadn't used. And you know, it's a terrible feeling when you lose your keys. Anybody ever lost some keys? Lord Jesus. If you don't pray, you start praying in. Lord, where them keys at? Huh? But it's due to not using the keys, or you have lost the keys somewhere. You have misplaced the keys. Or you are using one of these keys that opens a particular door that door doesn't open with that key. You got to use another key. I tell my wife all the time, I have a whole chain of keys, a whole thing of keys, a lot of them. I don't use all of them. I probably need to just take some of them off of there. But I don't have them marked. And a whole bunch of them look just alike. So if somebody was after me and I was trying to get in, I'd have to give up. They'd go and take me. My wallet's in my left pocket. I couldn't get in because, all of them look alike. But see, you need to know which key opens which door. Look at somebody telling them, there's a key to your healing. There's a key to your prosperity. There's a key to your breakthrough. And you have the key. When you have keys, you have to wait on somebody to let you in. Just reach in your pocket and get your key. And open up for yourself and go in. You know your house. You know you have the keys. If you use the key, go right in there. Somebody else can't get in there. But you have the key. That's vitally important. You got to use the right keys. You see, let's say, okay, this door over here opens with this key, and I know it. When I use the right key, it attracts heaven. How about God is accurate? Now, the devil is the author of confusion. When you get confused and you start saying things and doing things and start, guess what? It attracts him. He's the author of that. He's attracted to that. But when you get out the right key and you stick this key into that door, it attracts heaven. Oh, they're using the right key. That door has to open for them. As a matter of fact, sometime when you're carrying the right keys and you're headed in the right direction, sometimes like with Peter, when the angel delivered him from prison, when they got to the prison gate that was to the entrance to the city, the gate opened up of its own accord. Didn't even need a key. So it's a matter of using the right keys. And please tell someone, you have the keys. You know how I know you have the keys? Because you were born a king. You have access to things and to sources that the ordinary person don't have access to. Simply because you are born a king. You are the child of a king, and you are in line to rule and reign. Hello? Amen. All right. So the right key attracts the kingdom of heaven to you. It doesn't matter how hard you try or even how sincere you are. You cannot open a door unless you use the right key. Oh, the Lord, know my heart. Get the key out. Just give me the keys. Sometimes, especially the offices over there, I know the outer door keys, they're easy to find, but all the office keys look alike, and I hadn't marked any of them. And I forget which key is next to which one. Sometimes, in the course of a day, let me try all of them. And sometimes it'd be the last one. Yeah, your hand hurt from trying to turn, But the right key opens the right door, even while I'm fumbling with the keys. All right? The kingdom of heaven. Now, when we talk about keys and heaven coming toward you, when the kingdom of heaven comes toward you, it's God's rule. In other words, you're getting ready to dominate something. Something's getting ready to bow to you. It might be financial. It might be something physical. But when the kingdom of heaven comes, it's God's rule that's coming to you. It's his governance that's coming into your situation. And every knee has to bow. Every enemy has to bow. Every demonic spirit has to flee. When God shows up, everything gets right. Everything comes into order. See, that's what a miracle is. A miracle is just God bringing everything back into its proper order. That's all a miracle is. When God wrought a miracle, it's just bringing everything back in the right order. When the crazy man received his mind back and all the demons were cast out, he just became normal. A miracle. The demons cast out. But what? He just got back into the normal flow of things. And see, if you're born what you are, born to be a king, and let me say queens, but I'm talking about kings, we're all kings, and it means all of us. In Christ, there's no male or female. There's equal footing, amen? So don't even think about being offended. It's kings and priests. That's all of us. Tell somebody, that's all of us. I'm wrong with saying queens, you know, that's fine, but understand where we're going. We're born to be kings, all right? So accessing kingdom resources by using the right keys, as believers, we can begin to dominate our environment and establish God's rule on the earth. And that is our mandate. In the book of Matthew, you don't have to turn there, but in the book of Matthew chapter 6, it talks about what people call the Lord's Prayer, which is just really a model prayer. It's a model to pray, but it says, thy kingdom come, huh? Thy will be done. One of the things I want to kind of shift our thinking in, and you're going to hear this more and more and more until we start to think like this. Many things that we've been taught haven't happened yet have already happened. So I call it the postponement theology that pushes everything, Christ's kingdom as well, pushes it off to the future sometime. See, if we study scripture, we'll find that after Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, well, let me go a little ahead of that. While he walked the earth, he and John the Baptist were bridging two times. The Old Testament to the New. So they, for the time, the 33 years that he walked on the earth, they were bridging something. They were bringing to a close one age and opening up another age. Hello? They were bringing the age or the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, to an end. And they were beginning the New Covenant or the New Testament. The indication of that, Jesus, in 30 AD, started his public ministry. And he preached and he taught and he rebuked the Jewish leaders, rebuked the Pharisees, rebuked that whole government. And he told his disciples in Matthew 24 that the temple was going to be destroyed. They were showing him the beauty of the temple. He said, there's coming a day when not one stone of this temple will be left upon another. Now understand something. Their temple back then in the Old Testament was like Mecca to the nation of Islam.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 8 of our series entitled Dominion. Today's message, Born to be a King. Matthew 16 verse 19 states, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. God has given us keys to the kingdom, but sometimes we misplace our keys, or we are using the wrong key to open a door. It's vitally important to use the right key. When this happens, we attract heaven. By using the right keys as believers, we access kingdom resources. We are then able to dominate our environments and establish God's rule on the earth, which is our mandate from God Almighty. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.